It's Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Isaiah, and this is going to be one of the greatest chapters you'll ever hear about. Isaiah wrote this a long time before it came to pass. And we're going to read about the Lord Jesus Christ in advance. He knew about the Messiah, he didn't, but the Holy Spirit knew and gave this information to Isaiah, and he prophesied it. Let's get right into the study. I know you're going to enjoy this one, and we're going to learn a lot on this particular chapter, the Isaiah chapter 53. It speaks of the Messiah, Jesus, who would suffer for the sins of all people. Such a prophecy is astounding. Who would believe that God would choose to save the world through a humble, suffering servant rather than a glorious king? The idea is contrary to human nature and human pride, worldly ways. But God often works in ways we don't expect. The Messiah's strength is shown here by the humility and the suffering and the mercy and the grace. Let's go ahead and get right into the study. Who has believed our message, or who has believed our report, the King James says, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Same basic translation as the King James. For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of a parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty. In other words, Jesus humbled himself in the form of a servant, that he might give his life in exchange for your life, for my life, for everyone, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Notice here, it's to as many as received him, not to as many as lived on this world and on this earth. God does not forgive people that don't receive the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, who are not born again, who have not received salvation, who has not believed. Who has believed our report? This is whom we're talking to at this point in time, the book of Isaiah, speaking to those who believe. That we should look. Now, let's like a root out of a parched ground, he has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. And he was despised and forsaken of men, or rejected by men. Now, I want you to realize something here. What is highly esteemed among men, people in general, is an abomination unto God. Just because people receive it, believe it, just because there's so many people involved in it, does not make it true. I mean, there's millions and millions of people going to India for some false god, meeting, and they're all bathing in each other's waste out there in the ocean. No telling what these people are going to accumulate out there or be exposed to. But just because millions and millions of people are doing it does not make it true. Get that down into your spirit. It's just like mega churches. Just because a lot of people attend doesn't make the mega church in right doctrine or anything. Or doesn't make it, just because someone's popular, It doesn't make them right, true, or a prophet of God. Take a look. The Apostle Paul was rejected by virtually everyone, even his own people. But yet he was the most powerful prophet, apostle on the face of the earth that ever existed. Did you know that? People didn't like him. And yet he was a true apostle of God. He did not take up offerings for himself. He did not take money for himself. Many people justify millions and millions of dollars for a $5 million home, call himself bishops and pastors and every other thing. And I'm sure I don't know what God would call them, but we've got to realize something. He was despised and forsaken of men. Now, don't you think that Jesus Christ would be someone who people would righteously accept? Take a look. Who do you want to save? Jesus or Barabbas? We want Barabbas. We want Barabbas. We want Barabbas. He was despised and forsaken of men. It's a horrible thing to be rejected by your own people. There's nothing beautiful or majestic in the physical appearance of Jesus. Israel would miscalculate the servant's importance. They would consider him an ordinary man. But even though Jesus would not attract a large following based on his physical appearance, he would bring the salvation of God and healing. And many people miscalculated the importance of Christ, his life, his work. And they need faithful Christians to point out this extraordinary nature of God that came down in human flesh. The God of heaven came down in human flesh. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? It's true. He was despised and rejected of men. Man of sorrows. Man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore. And our sorrows he carried. He carried our sins, our sorrows, our griefs, our sicknesses, our diseases, our infirmities. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. Pierced through for our transgressions. How can an Old Testament person understand the idea of Christ dying for our sins, our transgressions, iniquities, actually bearing and the punishment that we deserve? The sacrifices suggested this idea. But it is one thing to kill a lamb and something quite different to think of God's chosen servant as that lamb. But God was pulling aside the curtain of time to let the people know of Isaiah's day, actually, to look ahead to the suffering of the future Messiah and the resulting forgiveness made available to all mankind. He was crushed. He was crushed for our iniquities. Crushed. The chastisement of our well-being fell upon him. The chastisement of our well-being fell upon him. And by his scourging, we are healed. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Oh, Brother Hanson, I've been so sick so long. Keep believing. It's a fight. It's a fight to keep your health. It's a fight because there is a devil that goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You believe it. By his scourging, we were healed. We are healed. You believe it. By his sacrifice of himself on the cross, he paid the penalty for our sins. First of all, the sins and the power of forgiveness brings about a healing in the body. Believe that both of them are yours, not only the forgiveness part, but believe that healing is yours as well, not just for forgiveness of sins, but both. They go hand in hand. Did you know that? By his scourging, you were healed. He was scourged, beaten with a whip. Pieces of his beard were jerked out of his face. This scourging of a human body causes everyone that believes, as many as received him and believed him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, to become the sons, daughters of God. He gives you power. But believe it both. Believe them both, because there is a real devil out there, folks. Let me tell you. There's a real devil going about as a roaring lion. He wants to take away not only your salvation, your belief in the forgiveness of God. He wants to take away your healing. He wants to take away everything. He wants to rob you of everything. And if he can rob you of healing, he can rob you of your forgiveness also. He can do it if we let him. But you have to forfeit both. Well, I know a brother that died of that. I do too. It's a fight to keep your health, to keep your sanity, to keep your mental well-being. It's a fight. It's a great fight, folks. You have to realize the devil goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom you resist, steadfast in the faith. Now let's receive him, not only as our Lord and Savior and our forgiver, but let's receive him as our healer right now. Let's be forgiven, let's be born again, and let's receive him as our healer. Lord Jesus, come into our hearts, come into our lives. We accept you as our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our healer right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive you, God, Lord Jesus, as my healer. Come into my heart, my life, my body, and heal it. Forgive it. Forgive my spirit. And let me be born again according to the scriptures. In Jesus' name, I receive it now. Thank you, Lord. And keep thanking him. Because there's a real devil out there that wants to steal everything away from you. Keep forgiving. Keep asking him to heal you. Keep on asking. Keep on knocking at the door. And keep on going forward with your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's our time for today. Go to our website, krciradio.com, krciradio.com. I just uploaded several messages, so you can go to our website, krciradio.com. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hanson Sig, study. Show yourself approved to God.